The Essays of Warren Buffett, Lessons for Corporate America, written by Lawrence A. Cunningham, narrated by Brennan Blotner. Editor's Note: The original edition of The Essays of Warren Buffett dates to 1995, serving as the centerpiece of an academic conference I organized. The conference gathered hundreds for a two-day dissection of all the ideas in the compilation, featuring Warren Buffett engaging throughout from his seat in the front row. In the decades since, the essays became a classic on investing and management. It has reached millions of readers worldwide, from classrooms to boardrooms, training programs to trading desks. Readers request that I update the book every few years to add Buffett's latest wisdom, while also asking me to keep the book's clear organization intact. This edition adheres to those wishes. In that tradition, this edition weaves the very best of all of Buffett's letters into a complete and coherent narrative of a sound business and investment philosophy in Buffett's own inimitable prose. Footnotes throughout indicate the year of the annual report from which essays are taken. To avoid interrupting the flow, omissions of text within excerpts are not indicated by ellipses or other punctuation. A disposition table at the end of the book lists the places in this collection where selections from each year's letter appear. Throughout the years devoted to publishing the essays, I have enjoyed the support of many people. Gratitude begins with Warren for his willingness to entrust the rearrangement and ongoing republication of his letters to me. Publishing this book has been the honor of my professional career. Lawrence A. Cunningham, New York, January 1st, 2023. The Essays of Warren Buffett arrange thematically the timeless and transcendent management and investment philosophy of Warren Buffett in his inimitable written annual installments over many decades. These principles have proved durable, even as financial bubbles grow and pop from dot-coms to housing, as shareholder demographics evolve from arbitrageurs to indexers, and as social and political movements wax and wane from yesterday's corporate social responsibility movement, CSR, to today's environmental, social, and governance movement, ESG. The central theme uniting Buffett's essays is that the principles of fundamental business analysis, first formulated by his teachers Ben Graham and David Dodd, should guide investment practice. Linked to that theme are management principles that define the proper role of corporate managers as the stewards of invested capital, and the proper role of shareholders as the suppliers and donors of capital. Radiating from these main themes are practical and sensible lessons on the entire range of important business issues, from acquisitions to governance to valuation, including how to think about employees, customers, society, the environment, and other constituents. Buffett has applied these traditional principles as chief executive officer of Berkshire Hathaway, a company with roots in a group of textile operations begun in the early 1800s. Buffett took the helm of Berkshire in 1965, when its book value per share was $19.46 and its intrinsic value per share far lower. Today, its book value per share is around $400,000 and its intrinsic value far higher. The growth rate in book value per share during that period exceeds 20% compounded annually. Berkshire is now a holding company engaged in 80 distinct business lines. Berkshire's most important business is insurance, including its 100% owned subsidiary, Geico Corporation, among the largest auto insurers in the United States, and General Re Corporation, one of the largest reinsurers in the world. Berkshire owns Burlington Northern Santa Fe, BNSF, Railway Company, among the largest railroads in North America, and has long owned and operated large energy companies. Some Berkshire subsidiaries are massive. 10 would be included in the Fortune 500 if they were standalone companies. Its other interests are so vast that, as Buffett writes, quote, "When you are looking at Berkshire, you are looking across corporate America." Yet Berkshire is distinct within corporate America in several respects that have made it both an anomaly and a model. For one, Buffett views Berkshire not as a corporation, but as a partnership